Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. Today you have Francisco Rojas on this Thursday morning. Phillies are 86-60 now. Boy, they are pulling away in the National League East. Three straight wins over the Mets to start this series. They got one more today. We'll get into that. First things first, though, I do want to... it is the 24th anniversary of 9/11 when the attacks on... The Twin Towers, 24 years ago today. Isn't that insane? 24 years ago today. So one of the worst days that I can remember. I was a very young kid. I was about 6-7 years old. But it is the 24th anniversary of 9/11. And make sure we remember everybody who unfortunately passed away during those attacks, and all the firefighters and police officers that were involved in that day. So... never forget is the saying, right? And that's, we never forget, what happened that day. So just wanted to throw that out there to start. But get into the Phils and going to get into a lot of things today, a lot of different avenues that we have to turn down. Andrew Painter threw a good outing. We're going to get into that. Where do the Phillies rank among the top five or top favorites to win the World Series? MLB.com did a ranking. We'll do that. And then I'll give you some bets to take on tonight's series finale, where hopefully I want a four-game sweep. At this point, get the four-game sweep. So we'll do that to end the show a little later. And so let's start with last night's game. I had the privilege of being at the game on Tuesday night. Shout out to my cousin Bobby, who gave me his tickets for that night. He's a season ticket holder, but he couldn't make it. But fortunately for me, went with my buddy, and we were able to witness Schwarber's 50th home run, and that was really, really cool. And it was really, really cool to see the Phils offense break out that night and to get the second straight win of the series. But then last night, Phils do it again. Phils do it again and score 11 more runs behind, man, big nights from Max Kepler, Brandon Marsh, Bryce Homered, and it was not close. I mean, well, it was close for about, five innings where, Phils had a 2-1 lead until the fifth, where got a couple runs in that fifth inning too, and were able to make it a 4-1 game, but then the sixth inning came and they really broke it open. Would add three more runs in the seventh and eighth on Max Kepler solo, and as well as a Bryce solo, and the Phils will end up winning this game 11-3, mainly because of the offense, but also props to Christopher Sanchez on another great outing. Went six, allowed four hits, only one run, one walk, six strikeouts, had a fantastic outing, and normal Christopher Sanchez stuff, and you know, need him to continue this as Zach Wheeler is done for the season. So a couple of things that, you know, I think about, you know, from last night's game, just some of my thoughts and observations is, boy, I mean, Max Kepler taking advantage of, I mean, really, it's the outfield platoon. I was going to say Max Kepler taking advantage of opportunities, but really, it's this outfield platoon. And Brandon Marsh with a big night last night, 3 for 5, with a couple of runs batted in. Max Kepler with a huge night, 3 for 4, with the home run and five runs batted in himself. And this outfield platoon is like, look, I really wanted Harrison Bader to play every single game, but this is working right now, and you stick with what's working. And I mean, Harrison Bader, another one. I mean, went 2 for 5, had a single and a double, and he is just scorching hot. And his numbers have just been phenomenal since he has been in a Phillies uniform. So I mean, the outfield continuing to hit well and really be something for this offense right now, whether it's Bader, Marsh, Castellanos, and Kepler. I like the rotation that they have going right now, and just can't complain. Can't really complain on that front. And again, as far as the offense goes, them firing on all cylinders, when this team is going this way, which hasn't necessarily been all season long, but we saw in the Seattle series, we've seen it lately in a few of these games. There was a game there in Miami to start. It was a Phillies Karen game, and then it was on Tuesday night, and then it was last night as well, where this offense, when they're firing on all cylinders, and I think the first game in Milwaukee too, correct me if I'm wrong, but when this offense is firing on all cylinders, I mean, they're literally impossible to beat. We saw it last year in 2024 and parts of 2023. When this offense is firing on all cylinders, they are really, really hard to beat, man. Like, they're impossible to beat. And this is what you're hoping that you get from the Phillies come playoff time, but also at the same time, you know that they're going to go through droughts, and they need to figure out how to work through that as well. So which is not why, like, look, I'm excited about the last two games, especially, and you know, three games for what it's worth. I mean, getting that 1-0 win on Monday night as well. But when the offense is firing on all cylinders like this, it is really fun. And hopefully, you know, that Seattle series, and as of late, where the offense is doing what they're doing, hopefully this is a sign of things to come for October. It really is about getting things together at the right time. It really is about that. Phillies in 2022, we know all about that. So that's what it really is all about, just getting it together at the right time. So, you know, offense firing on all cylinders. And then the other thing is, you know, besides the offense, because the offense is really, you know, the big thing to talk about, but Christopher Sanchez, again, you know, has the outing that he has last night, and that's super important for him to continue to stay consistent and to gather momentum heading into the postseason, where he can get as much confidence as possible. Last year in the playoffs versus the Mets, he was okay, and hopefully this year heading into the playoffs, he can help this team get a first round bye, because I think that's, you know, really important right now. And just great job from Christopher Sanchez. And, you know, speaking of that first round bye, I mean, just looking at the standings right now, I wasn't really going to do it until like the end of the show, but we can do some of that now, but because it is important, because the Phillies do really, I mean, look, they're 3 games behind the Brewers. Brewers are 89-58. The Phillies are 86-60. 3 games less than the Milwaukee Brewers. I know there's, what, you know, there's still, you know, 2.5-3 weeks to play here, but Max Kepler said it on post game last night with Fransky in LA, but like, they asked him about, you know, potentially catching the Brewers for that first seed. Like, it's real. Like, especially the way this team's playing right now, and I know you don't have Trey, and Wheeler's done for the year, and you have Alec Boehm as well. But the way this team's playing right now, if they can continue to keep this up and play like good baseball, they really do have a shot. I mean, Milwaukee, I still think Milwaukee is destined this last couple of weeks, but maybe they just really are this good. I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if Milwaukee maybe comes back down to earth here the last like 2-3 weeks, and maybe the Phillies take over that top spot. Maybe they really do. I mean, so it's really in play, man. It's really in play that first seed. So looking at it right now, and as the Brewers lost yesterday to Texas, they lost 6-3, I believe. Yeah, that was the final, 6-3. And then the Dodgers, on the other hand, because we're obviously keeping an eye on the Dodgers, they destroyed the Rockies 9-0. So definitely going to be keeping an eye like every single day right now, the Brewers, the Dodgers, to see what this Phils team. The Cubs also 83 wins, so they're a team to watch for as well. But this Phillies team, man, it's like Kepler said, it's a real shot. It's a real shot, especially if the Brewers maybe come back down to earth a little bit here the last 3 weeks of September. So we're going to keeping an eye on that first round bye. So, look, offense to Christopher Sanchez, that's all it really was last night. Not all it really was, but, you know, that's what it was, and that's all you really needed to get the win, as 11 runs on big games from Kepler, Marsh, you know, Bryce having the solo bomb that he had. So big games from those guys as the offense. Donovan Walton, who was called up recently, was the only one, and he still had a force out. Still had a force out, I believe, that brought in Otto Kemp. So everyone had a hit in this game in the starting lineup besides Donovan Walton, but still was able to make something happen. An update on Andrew Painter. Actually had a really good outing last night. He pitched against the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. He went 5 innings, 3 hits. Didn't allow a run. Did not allow a walk either. 6 strikeouts. So that's really encouraging for Andrew Painter to have an outing like this, and something that maybe he can put together the last couple of weeks here of the season as, you know, Painter's hopefully looking towards, we're looking towards next year with Painter, and maybe him making the roster at some point next year, and just gathering some momentum here in the last month of the season. So Andrew Painter, good outing against the Rail Riders last night. 5 innings, didn't allow a run at all, had 6 strikeouts. Okay, MLB.com. Anthony Castrovince recently did a top five, or he did evaluating World Series favorites, was the title of the article, in a wide open field. And he ranked the top five favorites to start the article, and did like the rest of the current playoff field. But the Phillies didn't make the top five favorites. No surprise. But the Phillies came in fifth. Phillies came in fifth. So the top five went like this for the top five.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Favorites to win the World Series. At the time, written to the the article is written. I'll give you the Fangraphs World Series odds. So Dodgers are at 16.6% to win the World Series, according to Fangraphs. And Cashman's had Dodgers number one on the list as the number one favorite. Yankees at number two. Fangraphs World Series odd at 13.2%. Blue Jays, 9.5% at number three. Fourth, Brewers at 9.4%. And the Phillies, fifth. Now, Blue Jays are a prove-it team to me. Brewers are a prove-it team to me. Yankees, I don't know. Look, again, Aaron Judge in the playoffs, maybe a bit of a different story. I don't know how much I necessarily trust their, some of their pitching heading into the playoffs. So they're number two. Like, it's fine. Again, this is also according to Fangraphs. So where the Phils come in on this list, I'm top five favorites, and we know their postseason struggles as well the last couple of years, so that's definitely fair. But so do the Blue Jays and the Brewers as well. So, but last year's World Series matchup coming in at 1-2 on that list, but Phils coming in at fifth in the top five favorites to win the World Series. The Phils Arizona Fall League roster has dropped, and it might be some familiar names that you know here. Aiden Miller, who was just promoted to AAA Lehigh Valley, who is the number two prospect for MLB.com for the Phillies, or, according to MLB.com on the Phillies list, he's a second-ranked prospect in the system, MLB's number 47 prospect. Dante Norrie, who is the Phils' number six prospect, he also made the Arizona Fall League roster here. Carson DeMartini, the 13th ranked prospect for MLB.com for the Phillies. Eberson Castellano, who's a pitcher, he's the 24th ranked. Jack Dallas, also a pitcher, and there's just a bunch of other pitchers here. Jaden Estanista, Daniel Harper, and then Tommy McCollum. So once again, Aiden Miller, Dante Norrie, Carson DeMartini, Eberson Castellano, Jack Dallas, Jaden Estanista, Daniel Harper, and then Tommy McCollum. So that is the roster for the Phillies Arizona Fall League, who is going to be playing in the Arizona Fall League. So definitely some guys we're monitoring there, especially Aiden Miller, to see his progress after he was just promoted to AAA Lehigh Valley. So, I mean, Miller and Painter, definitely both two guys we're definitely monitoring next year, especially Andrew Painter, but also Aiden Miller, who, again, was promoted. Miller headlining there, the Arizona Fall League rosters for the Phillies. Preview of tonight's game. So 7:15 start time. They've all been 6:45 start times for these games, with the Mets playing the Phils, or for the Phils hosting the Mets at CBP. It's going to be David Peterson versus Jesus Luzardo. I've talked about it. Really important for him to string together some good outings, because he's going to be an important playoff starter. All these guys are going to be important playoff starters, but somebody like Jesus Luzardo, who pitched against this very Phillies team in the playoffs a couple of years ago, and I was there for that game one wild card series against the Marlins. So Jesus Luzardo going tonight, last couple of outings. He went the last day of August against Atlanta, and 6 2/3 shutout innings, and then last time against Miami over the weekend, going six, only allowing a couple of runs with eight strikeouts. So Jesus Luzardo on the mound for the Phils. On the other side, it is David Peterson for the New York Mets. And coming into this series with a 3.72 ERA in 27 starts, 157 and a third innings, 140 strikeouts on the year. So Peterson's had a solid year. Coming off a couple of really sketchy outings, especially against Miami late last month, where he allowed eight runs in two innings. Last time he pitched against the Phils. Well, yeah, it was this year. That's what I thought. Yeah, and he had a bad outing, and that was here in Philadelphia, you know, late in June, where he went four innings, allowed five runs on six hits. So hopefully we can get that David Peterson again to end the series tonight. How about some bets you need to take? Bets you need to take for tonight's game. It's back-to-back shows with bets. I haven't done that in a long time. But you're getting back-to-back shows with bets. These all for FanDuel. Sorry, it's the one I use. But FanDuel, I'm sure you probably can find similar ones in other sports books and apps. Bryce Harper to hit a home run, plus 520. He's got really good numbers against David Peterson. And also feels like maybe it's a last couple weeks here, maybe a good time for Bryce to really get hot. So I'm taking Bryce plus 520 to hit a home run. Jesus Luzardo, 7 plus strikeouts, minus 118. He's had a bunch of, I want to say like 80% of his last like nine or somewhere around like 10 starts, he's had at least 7 strikeouts and like 80% of those outings. So I think, especially the last time out against the Mets, Luzardo did not have a great start. I would take Jesus Luzardo at least 7 plus strikeouts here, minus 118. And then the last one, someone who I would believe would be in the lineup tonight, especially against a lefty, Nick Castellanos, who got a day off last night, as we know with this outfield platoon, that's what they're doing. So Nick Castellanos, I'd take a bet on the record 2 plus hits. Also somebody who has really good numbers against David Peterson, has 6 hits and 15 at-bats. So I would take Castellanos 2 plus hits tonight. It's at plus 190. I think that's a pretty solid bet to take. So Harper to hit a home run, plus 520. Jesus Luzardo, 7 plus strikeouts, minus 118. Nick Castellanos to record 2 plus hits, plus 190. All right, around Major League Baseball, before we get you out of here, a couple of headlines from Major League Baseball. Anthony Rizzo has announced his retirement. I believe he's going to maybe sign a 10-day thing with, I don't know, something with the Cubs. He's signing like a one-day thing with the Cubs, and he's going to retire with them. Of course, he is a Cub. He did spend his last 4 seasons with the Yankees from 21 to 24, but won that World Series with the Cubs way back in 2016, and he is a legend there forever. So congrats to Anthony Rizzo on a great career. Aroldis Chapman allowed his first hit yesterday, since July 23rd. I believe he went like, he went like 50 ABs, somewhere around there, without allowing a hit, as the Athletics walked it off against Aroldis Chapman yesterday, and won 5-4. So those are just a couple of things you need to know around Major League Baseball, but I'll also get into scores from yesterday as well. And let's just focus specifically on the NL East. I did tell you some scores from earlier that, you know, as far as Philly seeding, but Miami and Washington, they were another interdivisional rival, interdivisional matchup there. Marlins hosted the Nats yesterday, and they won 8-3. And then the Braves were at home against the Cubs yesterday, and they lost 3-2. Just real quick, some other scores around Major League Baseball. The D-backs won 5-3 over the Giants in San Fran. That's important for the Mets too, as far as this, and you know, just the National League goes, because the Giants are trying to, I think they're 2.5 back from the Mets right now. They're somewhere around there, like 2.5, 3 games back from the Mets in the division, or in the wild, for the race for the wild card, last wild card spot right now. Also, the Twins lost to the Angels 4-3. That game was in Los Angeles. I want to say Anaheim, but they don't call themselves that anymore, I don't think. Baltimore was at home. They won 2-1 over the Pirates. Pirates ace Paul Skeens, now at least 200 strikeouts on the year. Probably going to win the Cy Young, and deservedly so. Cleveland, they were at home, and they lost to Kansas City 4-3. Detroit destroys the Yankees in the Bronx 11-1. Houston with a 3-2 win over the Blue Jays in Toronto. Also, the White Sox were in Chicago at home, and again, they played Tampa Bay. They won 6-5. The Padres lost to the Reds at Petco in San Diego, lost 2-1. Seattle, and the last one here, Seattle lost, or excuse me, they beat St. Louis in extras. I believe that went 13 innings. Yeah, it went 13 and walked it off against the Cardinals. Mariners over the Cardinals 4-2. So that will do it for me. Another episode of Phillies Today. We'd love to know your thoughts on the Phils as of late. How much are you believing in them? How much are you believing in them? I'm building a little bit of confidence here, but still, you know, the last couple of postseasons, still, of course, I'm rooting for the Phils, and I want to see them, you know, get rid of those postseason woes, but like we have to get there first. But hopefully they can just build some momentum right now and be playing their best ball at the right time, because that's all that really matters at the end of the day, playing your best ball at the right time, especially in baseball. So that will do it for me. You can always tweet me too at @Rojas_media_. That will do it for me, and have a great rest of your day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.